Vero Software releases EdgeCam 2016 R2. UK-based Vero Software makes design and manufacturing-oriented CAD/CAM/CAE software. The company has put out a new software called EdgeCam 2016 R2, which has a lot of great new features. The initial new improvement that stood out to me is the way in which the new software speeds up the process of loading solid model part files. According to the company, the reason solid model part files loaded 20% faster is due to the way the broken down triangles of the solid model part are stored during loading. Fully 64-bit. EdgeCam 2016 2 South African Rand is 64-bit from top to bottom, where previous releases were 32-bit minus the machining simulator and engine. This will boost toolpath transfer and increase the amount of storage available for larger and greater numbers of solid parts and toolpaths. Turning operations. There is a new fully supported module for turning operations done by rotary heads that keep components in place on the rotary table, allowing the secondary spindle turn bores and profiles. Simulation improvements. When simulating lathes with slanting turrets, an improvement in EdgeCam 2016 R2 allows the simulation to show slanting turrets in their actual position, instead of showing the upper and lower turrets of this kind of lathe in line. Rough grooving cycle. There is no longer any need to manually add radius compensation in the rough grooving cycle. Other improvements to the rough groove cycle include a new intermediate cuts function for figuring out the amount of extra cuts needed for machining across large chamfers or radii on a groove feature. Wire EDM users. For wire EDM, electrical discharge machining users, there are new output options for every controller family and machine configuration settings, and there is support for more machines and controllers in the MacMino technology database. Another new feature allows the move command to support rotary axis positioning, so that users can add a linear value as well as an angular coordinate. New algorithm reduces NC output. Users of EdgeCam 2016 R2 will notice better functionality to mill/turn and milling profiles when picking up solid edges from a solid model thanks to an improved algorithm that reduces the amount of code created, which, in turn, lowers the amount of NC, number controlled, output. Port machining. For port machining, the cycle uses a new feature called automatic spine. This function trims the toolpath if the spine position comes too close to the machining surface. Better display features. Among many other new features, there are some additional display enhancements in EdgeCam 2016 R2. A heads-up display control has been added to the machine display to toggle individual elements of machine tool graphics. A new comment field was added to all cam cycles for outputting general information about specific cycles, giving programmers access to smoother communication and collaboration. Browser improvements. Last but not least, EdgeCam 2016 R2 has replaced the component setup window with a new setup browser. It has the same functionality as previous versions, except now it can dock and undock from the display and be displayed on multiple tabs or not at all. To see the whole list of features and specs in detail, please visit this page.